Welcome back to the Bundesliga Top 3 Weekend Preview. It's match day 25 and a weekend when Bundesliga could have a new leader by the end of Saturday afternoon. Borussia Dortmund lead by Munich only on goal difference. Both of them kick off at the same time this weekend as well on Saturday afternoon. Both at home as well. Borussia Dortmund to struggling VfB Stuttgart. Bayern Munich to European chasing VfL Wolfsburg. Now, it is the beginning of a momentous week for Bayern Munich, with a return Champions League meeting with Liverpool upcoming, and with PSG and Real Madrid out of the way, there is a belief growing that it could be their year again. Now, this is a week as well when it's been revealed they will be welcoming a new sponsor on board at the club, with BMW set to buy out Audi's stake at the club. Not a good week, though, for Thomas Müller, Jerome Boateng and Mats Hummels, all of whom received notice that their international careers are now at an end. And the news did not go down well with either the players or the club. Müller, in particular, was heavily critical of the way in which the process was managed. Now, onto the match, where the Wolfsburg Bayern Munich have an exemplary record at home against Wolfsburg. They have never lost a game against the Wolves. In fact, in total, Wolfsburg have won just 8% of their total meetings with Bayern Munich. Ironically, though, last season's meeting saw the second point won in Munich and the first since 2001's 3-3 draw. Now, there have been some hefty losses as well. 5-0 to Bayern in 2016. In 2017, they went one better with a 6-0 victory away from home. As for Wolfsburg, their best performance was under Felix Magath in their title-winning year, when two goals from Edin Dzeko, two from Grafit and one from Gentner gave them a 5-1 victory. That was at home, though. Recent form, though, is very good. They've lost only two in Bundesliga since November the 9th, and that form has shunted them to 7th place, and it's just 6 points away from third place Leipzig, so the chase is really on. Now, Bayern, though, do look well-placed. 11 games remain this season, 7 of which for them are at home. But although it's easy to discount VfL Wolfsburg, remember, their away form is only bettered by Bayern Munich this season. They've won 7 and drawn 2 of the matches that they've played. In fact, their form away from home is better than their home form. But this isn't a fixture that Bruno Labbadia looks forward to with any relish whatsoever. He's lost every one of the last 14 meetings he's had with Bayern Munich. Lewandowski has picked the right time to return to goal-scoring duties after that mini drought. He's back up to 15 this season, level with Jovic. Last week's double took him into third place on Bayern Munich's all-time scorers list with 121 goals scored. He managed to go past Roland Wolfarth, with Karl-Heinz Rummenigge on 162 the next in line. He could do it as well. He's got until 2021. However, he probably need another lifetime and a half to get close to Gerd Müller's 362. He's also back level, by the way, with Claudio Pizarro on 195, of the top foreign goal scorers in Bundesliga's history. And just to round it off, as everybody loves a best-of list, he's 5th on Bundesliga's all-time top scorers list, with Pizarro on that 195. In their sights next, Borussia Dortmund legend Manny Bergsmüller's 213, and the Borussia Mönchengladbach goal machine who was Jupp Heynckes. Now, Lewandowski does love playing against Wolfsburg as well. 18 goals he scored in 16 games. Nobody has ever scored more than him against the Wolves. Thomas Müller's 8 isn't a bad record either. Now, how and where are the goals going to come from? Bayern Munich have scored 12 headed goals this season. Nobody has had more success in the air than them. But they may have to concentrate as well going forward. If they leave space at the back, Wolfsburg have scored 9 goals on the counter this season, which is more than any other team. Set plays, they could be interesting as well, as Wolfsburg have scored 5 goals in the last 4 games from a set play. Best team in the Bundesliga from corners this year is Bayern Munich, who've created 8 goals from them. But Wolfsburg are very good at defending them. They've only conceded 1 this season. And surprisingly as well, Wolfsburg have kept more clean sheets than Bayern this season, 8 to their 7. And overall, their defence, which has conceded just 31 goals this season, that is amongst their best ever defensive performances. Only once has it been bettered, and it's the same as it was in their title-winning season with Felix Magath back in 2008-2009. And this is all the more remarkable when you consider that they ended up in the relegation playoffs last season. But without a standout striker against a team that affords its opposition an average of just 8 shots a game, Wolfsburg will not find it easy. The reality is here, Bayern should simply be too much for Wolfsburg. They've won 38 of the previous 50 meetings with them, and in their time they've scored a whopping 103 goals as well against them. It's difficult to see anything but a comfortable Bayern Munich victory, and with a month to go until that home meeting with Borussia Dortmund in what's likely to be a title decider, they won't want to concede to what they will view as beatable opposition. Now, moving on, it is the end of a bitterly disappointing week for Borussia Dortmund, where they exited Champions League, and it's set to get worse in the coming weeks unless they refined that form that took them to a 9-point lead that they had in Bundesliga. But the results tell their own tale. One victory in the last 8 games in all competitions since February the 2nd. And when you look ahead, they have a run-in, which includes not only that game against Bayern Munich, but they have to face Wolfsburg. They've got the derby with Schalke and a final game, which is away against Borussia Mönchengladbach. It is clear that they cannot afford any more slip-ups. And this weekend, then, Dortmund meet Stuttgart for the 100th time in their history. And Dortmund have dominated recent times, winning 6 of the last 7. Stuttgart's last victory in Dortmund, that was way back in 2007, when a very young forward by the name of Mario Gomez got the only goal of the game in a 1-0 victory. Those in the days when he was somewhat more prolific than he is now. And just to make it an even greater mountain to climb, Borussia Dortmund are still the only undefeated team in Bundesliga at home this season. They will be hoping for better fortune in front of goal than they've had of recent times, though. 18 attempts on goal in that defeat against Augsburg, and 19 against Tottenham. But 32 points from 12 home games, equal to their best ever home form. And the 40-plus home goals is, again, a Bundesliga high at home. And if you're one who likes to follow omens, well, the last time two teams were level after 24 games at the top of Bundesliga was 14 years ago, when Schalke and Bayern Munich were level on 50 points. Schalke then collapsed, winning just 2 of the final 10 games in the season. Bayern Munich ended winning the title on 77 points to Schalke's 63. And to make matters even worse, Roy Mackay and Hasan Salihamidžić scored the goals that beat Schalke in the DFB Cup final as well. Stuttgart's problems are at the other end of the table, as we know, but that 5-1 victory over Hanover looks to have sealed Hanover and perhaps Nuremberg's fate for next season. Stuttgart are still in the relegation playoff spot, though. Their key problem is their goal difference, minus 28. Against Augsburg, who are one position above them on minus 12. So they have to avoid more heavy defeats. Overall then, after 99 meetings between these two, 36 wins for Dortmund, 39 for Stuttgart, 24 draws. Dortmund are too short of scoring 100 home goals. Now, damn the years, there have been only 7 nil-nil draws, but some big wins for both. Stuttgart hold the record for the most goals in a single victory. That was back in 1991, when they won by 7 goals to nil. Christoph Daum was the coach that day. Matthias Sammer was actually in the Stuttgart lineup. Now, the best for Borussia Dortmund was way back in 1963-64, when they managed a 7-1 victory. That was back in the day of the Dortmund legend Lothar Emmerich, who was one of the day's heroes. But goals have been a significant issue for Stuttgart this season away from home. Just 8 scored all season, and they're up against a team who've scored at least 2 in every Bundesliga home game. Now, that equates to a goal every 5 shots. Of Stuttgart's 8 away goals, Borussia Dortmund might need to be wary of corner kicks. 6 of the 8 they've scored have come from a corner. Defensively, as we know, Stuttgart have significant issues. 52 goals conceded this season, and that will have Dortmund's forwards salivating at the prospect of being let loose against them. Dortmund themselves need to tighten up on the individual errors, though, that have crept in and cost them of late. Up front, Alcacer and Royce still top the goal scoring for Borussia Dortmund on 13 goals apiece. Sancho still leads the assists on 10. Mario Götze, by the way, scored his first ever Dortmund goal against Stuttgart back in 2010. On paper, then, it looks like a comfortable victory. Dortmund's form of late, though, leads you to practice caution in any prediction, but it really does boil down to this. If they fail to win here and Bayern Munich overtake them, then it is almost certain they will wave goodbye to the title. Elsewhere, the battle is heating up in positions 3, 4 and 5 in Bundesliga. Leipzig took over third place last week as Mönchengladbach slumped to that 5-1 home loss to Bayern Munich. Now, they could drop to fifth as well, Mönchengladbach, if they lose to Mainz and Frankfurt win in Düsseldorf on Monday. Leipzig host Augsburg, who they've lost to just once in all their previous meetings, and with a defence which is the best in Bundesliga. They've conceded just 20 goals all season. It's difficult to see any success coming Augsburg's way, though. Perhaps we could have said the same a week ago. As for Mönchengladbach, they've conceded as many goals now in the last four games as they did in the previous 16. Now, the team to keep an eye on remain Eintracht Frankfurt. They're unbeaten in the last 10 games. They face Düsseldorf, as we said, on Monday evening on this current run, which is their best in 29 years. A lot of it down to Haller, who's been involved in 21 goals this season. Jovic, remember, is the joint top scorer in Bundesliga with 15 goals. He's got 5 assists as well. He, remember, scored 5 against Düsseldorf in the 7-1 victory earlier this season. Well, that just about wraps it up then for now. Don't forget, if you're watching in the UK, then the Bundesliga is live and exclusive on BT Sport across the weekend. And indeed, if you're around on Sunday lunchtime, then don't forget to keep an eye out for Bundesliga 2's game of the weekend. It is the Hamburg Derby from the Millerntor Stadium. It's St. Pauli against Hamburg. Wherever you're watching, have a great time over the weekend. From me, Tim Capel. Till next time, bye-bye for now.